Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand rising and priming powerful beings, shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about the power of prayer. Have you ever tried to do certain things in your life and you just keep shifting your habits, you're shifting your lifestyle, you leave people, you leave things, you let stuff go so you can grow, but yet you're still not making the right shifts, like things still not changing, the yoke still not breaking, you always find yourself unfulfilled, unloved, and it never seems to work. You're like, I changed my diet, it didn't work. I changed my friends, it didn't work. I changed my job, it didn't work. Everything I do ain't working. I'm gonna be talking to you about the power of prayer. Keep tapping to this episode of Ed Talks Daily if you wanna tap in with me. Because I've tried to do a lot of things by myself. I tried to grow my social media by myself, it didn't work. I tried to do so much. When I started praying, God did everything. Right, I'm actually reading a book on this, and I'm going to be sharing with you some principles from the book as we grow along. So allow me to tap in and talk to you about the power of prayer. Let's get it. Hey. Welcome. Ed Talks Daily is all about growth in all aspects of your life. How do you solidify a healthy mindset that will lead to healthy relationships and in-tune spirit? If you want to join me to this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves, then Ed Talks Daily is for you. If you want to grow and heal, Ed Talks Daily is for you. Keep tapping in. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, go to edtalksdaily.com and subscribe. The power of prayer. Now, everybody prays, even if everybody's not praying to the same God. They just say that. Everybody prays, even if everyone is not praying to the same God. Everybody believes that, not everybody. A lot of people pray, and a lot of people are praying, but not everybody's praying to the same God. But however, when we know that prayer is us given as God's permission to do his will on earth, our entire paradigm of it starts to shift. Let's make it practical for y'all. I'm going to tell you straight up. There's a lot of things I've been trying to work on myself, and I couldn't do it. Not that I couldn't do it or didn't have God in me to do it, but I was getting in my own way. It's as if I would do it, and then I would stop doing it, and then something else would start doing it. By that, I mean I would try to stop smoking weed, couldn't do it. I would try to do this, couldn't do it. Not that I couldn't do it, and I want you to remember, when I say I'm talking a part of me that is not tapping to the higher part of myself. I'm talking about the carnal part of me. I'm talking about there's some yokes in your life of either abandonment, of feelings of shame, doubt, guilt, some things that's heavy on your spirit, right? There's things that are heavy on your spirit that cannot just be done by the self-care practices you're doing. There's some things that's so heavy on your spirit that changing your food is not gonna help it. There's some stuff that's so heavy in your spirit that you only the hand of God gotta come in and do something. All right, so somebody says, preach. Yeah, we about to share a word. Now, I'm also gonna share some principles as to why a lot of people don't pray. First of all, a lot of people don't think prayer work. Here's a couple questions that Miles Monroe says that why people wonder. They wonder, does God really hear me when I pray? Right, they wonder, why does it seem as if my prayers just hit the ceiling and bounce right back to me? They wonder, is God mad at me that he's not answering me? They wonder, why is prayer so boring and fruitless for me? They wonder, shouldn't I expect my prayers to be answered? There was a time where I would be told to pray. I was like, okay, I'm praying, but I don't see what's happening. I know exactly what that meant. I'm praying, but I don't really know if God is really listening to me. I mean, am I really praying? Can God really hear me, or am I just... You know, so a lot of times we don't really know that our prayer is being answered, and we don't trust that our prayer being answered. And because we don't know and don't trust that our prayer being answered, we stop doing it. Well, I want to tell you right now, there's power of prayer. And when you couple prayer with fasting, you got way more power. All right, there are some yokes in your life right now. There are some strongholds in your life right now that doesn't want to see you thrive, because on the other side of you thriving is you becoming the best version of yourself. And on the other side of your best version is you freeing some people just from your gift alone. Like, God did not just give you a gift for you. He gave you a gift for so many other people. So many people's destinies are attached to your destiny. Let me say that again. So many people's destiny are attached to your destiny. Like, when you become the best version of yourself, you put people on without trying to put people on. Just God put you on. He put you on a stage, and you just be on that stage. You just do your thing. You bless people with your gift, and you don't even know how you're doing it. I was listening to my podcast. I was like, man, my soul rejoiced in gratitude. Because, like, God, I need this message for myself right now. How can you speak and need the message? Why? Because there's something about the message that when you make yourself a conduit, it comes to you, for you, because guess what? The teacher learned more than the student, right? You learn more from what you teach than other people gonna learn from you. Why? Because God's gonna give you a word, and that word is gonna come through you. Prayer is giving God permission to do that. Let somebody comment that. Prayer is me giving God permission to give me a word. Yesterday, while we were doing a book club meeting, somebody said, yo, I kept praying God for stuff that he already answered in his word, but because I wasn't in his word, I didn't get the answer. Let me say that again. Some of your prayers right now, they shouldn't be prayers. They should actually be seeking for the word. Some of your prayers right now, they shouldn't be things you're asking of God. They should be things you're asking of yourself. Some of your prayers right now should literally be you constantly asking for wisdom. Think about Solomon. God gave him a choice to get anything in the world he wanted. He said, Lord, I want wisdom and I want understanding. That's what Solomon asked for. And let me tell you, he was one of the richest men who have ever lived. And he's not just rich because he was the king at the time. He's rich because he was wealthy in spirit. He has found out. And at the end of his found out, he said, listen, I found out there's nothing better to do under the sun but to eat, drink, love the Lord, and serve him. That's what he found out of all his wisdom. And I'm letting you know right now, some of your prayers will be answered the moment you start to seek God. So prayer is seeking God. Prayer is giving God permission to do the work in your life that you've been trying to do by yourself. Prayer is you letting God do the work in your life that you've been trying to do by yourself. Let me tell you something. I am not your healer. I can't heal you. But all I can do is I can show you the gate to the healer, which means I can tell you about this stuff. There was a time where I used to say, okay, man, if you want to heal, you're going to do this, this, and that. You're going to start eating this right food. You're going to start changing your mindset, your emotions. And I kept doing it. And it worked to get me to a good state. But the state that you get from your acts is not as sustainable as the state you get when you get in the spirit of the Lord. I'm telling y'all. I wish I can try to make some stuff up to kind of like sell my products. But really, I'm trying to sell the kingdom to you, because I know on the other side of you tapping into the kingdom is every single thing that you want. Literally, I tried to grow my business by myself and I didn't do that well. But when I started to be more obedient to God, he grew my business and is growing my impact in ways I can't even imagine. And guess what? Sometimes God will keep you isolated in the wilderness so that you can prepare for the promised land. But some people, all they doing in their dry season is complaining. And you not thanking God for getting you out of some situations that you were in of before. I'm telling you, we're complaining about, man, my life is not where I want to be. Who's this God that I serve? Has he been answering my prayers? God, you lied to me. And God is like, bro, I can't answer your prayer till you listen to my word. Because I answered your prayer in the word, but you're not listening to the word. So you're not making the changes and shifts that's going to give you the blessing. Right? There is blessing when you get on the other side of the word. A lot of people have strayed from the word. That was me as well. Strayed from the word, seeking knowledge. Let me tell you, knowledge of men will get you earthly results, but knowledge of God will give you heavenly results on earth. Let me tell you something straight up. I'm telling you, and knowledge of men is as sustainable as you keep acting on that knowledge. Does that mean that learning how to build a business is not going to help you make money? It's going to help you make money. But sometimes your business venture will take you places your character can't keep you. And God will refine your character, because the one who has the most integrity and character is God. I'm telling you. And he has never went back on his word. Everything he has said, he has stayed in one with. That's why he's the Holy One. And if we want to make ourselves in one with the Holy One, we will understand that we first seek the kingdom, and then we will not only find what we need to do in this earth to create whatever we need to create, but we're going to have an extra force pushing it forward. I learned the strategies of how to grow my brand, but the algorithms wasn't working for me. Now that I made God my strategy, and by that I mean I strategically seek God's kingdom, and I say, God, what do you want me to do? What message do you want me to share? How do you want me to share it? Now I don't have to worry about my brand going through the algorithms. God is elevating me on every single platform. I wish I could tell you that my works is now bringing me to more people. In the last few days, I went from 8,000 followers to 10.2. I went from 900 followers to 5,000 on Facebook. I wish I could tell you that one video that I made just broke through and I'm just blowing up. I went from 5,000 on TikTok to 33,000. Why? Because sometimes until you have the right message, if God needs you to give that message because that was your gifting and your blessing and he needed you to do something for him, he's gonna make sure to it that he delays your growth. I'm like, God, why am I posting every day? Ain't my content good? I mean, I know I got something here. In the same something I had, God is like, yo, I need you to put my name in what you do. When you do, I'm going to elevate you, because now you're not just going to be on the stage praising yourself, the holistic motivator. You about to put my name in that thing. You about to praise me in that thing. So some of your answered prayers actually sprouts from obedience. I mean, those who have ears, let them hear. I'm telling you right now, you are working too hard when you need to be working more. You need to be focusing more on the kingdom right now, and you're going to get every single thing. Now, you still going to need the knowledge. I still need to know how to edit the videos. I still needed to read a lot of books so I can have the stuff that I'm sharing with you. I still needed to spend time in the garden. But I'm telling you, your elevation is going to come from when you actually seek the face of God. Your elevation comes from seeking God. When you start seeking God, he's going to elevate you in ways you couldn't elevate yourself. And how you are now presented to the masses is going to be from a place of healing than from a place of hurt, right? Sometimes God's not going to put you on the platform to perform, which I call empowerment, a platform to perform, until you did the healing. And it is a breaking down that needs to happen before the healing happens. Why? Because God is like, I'm in integrity. You shall too be in integrity if you're going to represent me. God says, I have this character and you need to have that character if you're going to represent me. So I'm like, oh, God, I see why you're elevating me right now. It's because I can't go a podcast without mentioning your name. There was a time where I used to dim my light, afraid that those who are already blinded will actually run away from the light that I have to shine. Here's what I meant. I strayed away from mentioning Jesus when I do, because I was trying to be exclusive. And God is like, yo, you, to be inclusive. God is like, the more exclusive you are about my name, the more everybody's going to be included. But when their hearts is open, they'll receive the message. But listen, you can't open hearts that are closed. Only I can do it. All you need to do is open your heart and share what I put in you. And if they can't receive it at that moment, then they won't receive it. But they still going to be hearing it. It doesn't mean, look, everybody don't have to accept who you are. You just have to be that unapologetically. And sometimes you got to go to God, and God's going to help you with that unapologetically. Some things in your life that's holding you back is fear. Right. I had a certain fear of doing what I do in this holistic world. I was like, yo, they don't want this stuff out. And God is like, but I need this stuff out. So when I started to trust in God, he gave me a courage that now I am teaching about things that I used to be afraid to teach, because I am not. Here's what happens when you are sprouted in God. You can't be afraid to die, because not only do you have this life, you have another life, and you know the true pathway to life. Jesus said, I am the way to life. So therefore, how can I be scared when not only am I protected on this realm, but not I have a promise of everlasting life? Some people are trying to get free from fear. And how can you be free from fear when you fear from death? And what God does is he gives you the freedom from dying. Somebody says, you won't die. Are you invincible? The body is not invincible, but my soul is. So I can speak boldly in the name of Jesus. Why? Because no demons, no strongholds, no forces that formed against me shall prosper. Listen, I'm telling you again, when you pray, you realize no forces that formed against you shall prosper. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. And what you're here to do, you're going to do it for the time allowed to do it. And when it is done, it is done. It is so, and it is done, so be it. Now, I am telling you, healing does not just sprout from what you know. There are breathing exercises to release fear. There are mindset shifts to release fear. But the Holy Spirit releases fear in a way that your mentality cannot. I'm telling you, there are different strategies that you're going to need to apply as you let God work. Because it says faith without works is dead. That's what it says. Faith without works is dead. Which means I'm not telling you that God is just going to do it alone, but he's going to lead you to the right thing. Right? We don't just go to God to do stuff for us. We go to God so that we receive the Holy Spirit, so that the Spirit does stuff and leads us in the rooms and the places where everything else that we thought we needed just sort of happens. Listen to what I'm saying. Hear me and hear me well. I am telling you, as much as you need the self-help book, you need God's help book. Now, my self-help book is also helping me get closer to God's help. I changed the way I look at things, so everything I now look at will start to change. Here's what I'm saying. I used to read books on how to make money. Now I'm reading books on how to pray, and I know that God's going to make me the money. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have a system to make money. I have systems to make money. But now what's going to be the fuel to my system is actually God's influence on my life. Right? My prayer to God is, how can I serve your purpose here? And by doing so, why would I worry about what I eat tomorrow? Surely he feeds the birds. Even the roaches get fed. Even the roaches get fed. I will be more than fed because my spirit is fed. So seek first the kingdom of God and pray, and that way you will grow and elevate. So let me recommend this book for your reading. Put this in your book club. Understanding the Purpose and Power of Prayer by Miles Monroe. Go get that book. Understanding the Purpose and Power of Prayer by Miles Monroe. Now, God doesn't do any work on earth without another being. And Miles Monroe has a quote that says, the graveyard is the wealthiest place in the world because most people take their gifts, their talents, and their abilities to the graveyard. God rest and bless his soul. But listen, I don't feel bad about Miles Monroe. Why? Because he emptied himself out. The other day, I was like, I wish you were still with us because I still come to your workshops and learn. I was like, and then I saw all of his books and his speeches and his workshops and everything and his sermons. I was like, oh, you know what? He lived out. He emptied himself out. He actually went to the Creator sooner than most. But guess what? He left everything he had. And I'm sure he had a little bit more. But he left so much of it that I don't even to worry about it. I don't need to even worry about his presence. Shout out to you, Alexander. Shout out to you. That's called good soil right there. Good soil. He just got that book. That's powerful. That book going to be a game changer for you. So I had a little grief of Miles Monroe. Then it switched to honor because I was like, my man lived it out. He emptied himself out. And guess what? Emptying yourself out, you got to give God's permission so you know what to release. Right? A lot of us, we feel we're going to read some principles from the book. I'm doing a whole book club, so I'm going to be talking about this a lot. We feel abandoned and isolated from God, imagining that he doesn't care about our problems. Here's what we lead to bitterness when our prayers are unanswered. We question God's character and integrity, which we shouldn't do because God is in one with his word. We feel as if our lives are unsettled and unstable. We come to premature conclusions about ourselves and our prayers. We doubt our calling as God's intercessors. And we're going to go from the last one. You are an intercessor. You are God's mouthpiece. Right? Praise not me for the words I'm speaking to you. It is only by the grace and the glory, and it's for the glory of God. I promise to you right now, I know not as much as God knows, and I haven't even touched the surface. Actually, I know nothing. But God uses my mouth to share the word because my heart is open and willing to share it. I wasn't going to do a podcast today. I said I was going to go about my business, and something in my spirit says, go ahead and talk about the power of prayer. So now I'm here giving you this word. I didn't have to worry about what am I going to say? Do I know enough about this topic? Look, there is a word, and all you got to do is open your mouth. And the word is not just for other people. The word is actually for you. The word is not for other people. The word is actually for you. And as you gain from the word, you will represent the word that other people will inquire about it because they see the word dwelling within you. So they must ask, like, how did you get that? Like, where did you tap into that? And your answer should be, it's only by the grace and the glory, and it's for the glory of God. Why? Because you will realize that everything that happened in your life up until this point, God was just trying to get your attention, but you call it chaos. God was trying to get your attention, but you call it pain. God was trying to get your attention, but you call it suffering. And he just called it a refinement of the soul. He called it a refinement of the soul. He was refining you. He was building something inside of you. He was giving you a story. He was giving you a testimony. And your isolation was actually preparation. Your walk in the wilderness was so that you can see the true essence of life. And why you think that you were actually being isolated and you were actually being refined. You were being made whole. He was actually getting your attention. Everything that you thought you needed in that season of your life that you didn't have may have ruined you, but because God has such an anointing on your life, and he has something to do, he didn't give it to you then, and you sabotaged it for yourself. Let me tell you something. Sometimes when you're not whole, God don't have to withdraw things from you. Your very acts is going to withdraw from you. Your very mindset, your very state, your very acts is going to actually take, that thing won't even come. So actually, he didn't have to do as much as you did against your own dreams and your goals. You did it. He just sat down and watched. He didn't interfere. Why didn't he have to interfere? Because he know that it was a refinement process. He know that if you went through that enough, if you tried enough things and it didn't work, you would finally go back and say, God, okay, you got my attention now. I found out it didn't work. Right? I used to try to sage the bad spirits away. Now I got to pray the bad spirits away. Let me say that again. You try staging it. You're like, man, I got all this stage. It ain't working for me. God is like, that's right. Because you shall do greater than works than I. But you got to be in the spirit because I sent a counselor and I sent a power inside of you that you need to just speak the spirit away. You need to say, bad spirit, you don't belong in my temple. And you need to throw some scripture on them. Right. And then boom, it is gone. You can speak out the demons. You are the intercessor. And you think you need an intercessor to do change shifts in your life. You think you need a medium when you are a mediator. And Jesus was the major mediator between the Father and his brothers and sisters. And now you are given the opportunity through the Holy Spirit to go directly and tap in and do the works. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Let me say that again. And some people are fighting for the name Yeshua. Let me tell you something. Yeshua or Jesus, same person, same God, same son, same king, same love. So let's not fight for a name, right? We were fighting for names and now we're making a religion out of the name. Let's stop doing that. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yahweh, in the name of Jehovah, you have the power to speak life. You have the power to break strongholds. You have the power to break chains. You have the power to speak demons. You have the power to do all of these things in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, right? Somebody come at me, well, are you speaking of Yeshua? You probably just learned that on TikTok, my friend. Did you go read the word in English? You probably did not see the Hebrew word Yeshua in English. You've watched a couple of TikTok videos. Now you think you know more than everybody because of TikTok, right? Get out of your knowledge and get into the Spirit and let the Spirit of the Lord communicate to you. Stop fighting for things and making a religion out of it, right? I don't follow a religion, I follow Jesus. Let me say that again. I don't follow a religion, I follow Christ. I follow the word of God, right? I'm all about what the kingdom tells me to do, and I'm doing it in the wilderness. I'm not in the church, and I have no desire to become a pastor. This is the work I was brought here to do. I'm going to do this work. I don't need a title because I got a crown, right? I got the royal priesthood robe on me and you can't even see it because the robe is on my spirit. So I'm going to keep doing the work in the way that I came to do it. And if you got something to say about it, you can say it. I'm still going to speak the word boldly in the name of Jesus. Y'all feel what I'm saying? Prayer is going to give you that boldness. We must pray in a way that embodies the principle that God has given us in his word. Listen, we must realize that when prayer does not bring results, it is an indication that something is wrong. Let me tell you something. How come we go and we do everything that God told us not to do, and then we go ask God to do everything we want him to do? That's backwards. That's not the way of a progressive black man. That used to be something that we said in my organization. That's backwards. I'm part of an organization called Progressive Black Men Incorporated. That's backwards. That's not the way of a progressive person, right? All right, I'm black. That's why I said black man, right? Don't feel offended if you're not black, right? This is just from my organization, guys, okay? Oh, Ed doesn't like... No. Do not say that. We all spirits. We're all equal in the name of the Lord, okay? That's not the way of a progressive person. Right. So if we want God to bless us, we got to be a blessing and we got to live up to his word. We can't pick and choose what his word says. Well, I like this part here. I'm going to take this part because this part is powerful. But yo, this part rebukes what I'm doing. Oh, no, I'm going to leave that part alone. I don't want to do that part. What? Oh, I like this part here. This part is really good. So guess what? True prayer will do the following. It'll help you build intimacy with God. It will bring honor to his nature and character. And it will cause respect for his integrity, enable belief in his word, cause a trust in his love, affirm his purposes and will, and appropriate his power, his promises. This is according to, get this book, Understanding the Power and Purpose of Prayer. So we have to seek to be as righteous as we can to do right by God, because when we do right by God, we do right by ourselves. When we do right by God, we do right by ourselves. The stuff that we think God judges us upon, he actually is trying to elevate us to those things. There are some things in my life where I was like, God, I ain't doing that. I love that. I want to keep that. Listen, I'll do this, but I'll do that. God is like, listen, if you want to go with this, you can't go with that. If you want to go with this, you can't go where I'm taking you with that. And your obedience is honoring God, your Father, to say, I honor you enough and I honor myself to say, where you're taking me is better than where my sin is taking me. And my defining sin is the things that you do that don't serve you. The things that you do that's coping but not healing. Listen, somebody says, I love to have sex. God does not condemn sex. He just says, find somebody that you love, become one with them and do it. And do it all, you can have all the sex you want. That's what God said. Somebody said, he didn't say, you can have all the sex you want. He didn't say it like that, y'all. But he literally said, find you a partner where you can do it with. That's what he said. That's what the word said. But you thought he was really trying to block your blessing. But really what he was trying to do is, he was literally trying to say, if you find yourself in me, you will find me in you. And that's going to create such a person that you're going to attract that spouse more than if you're just trying to find yourself in other bodies. If you are on a spiritual basis, you're going to get everything you wanted. You're going to get that family. You're going to get what you actually want. And his purpose is going to shift. Like, my mindset shifted completely, y'all. Because that's the power of prayer. I am telling you right now, the things that you are grieving before you even made the shift, you're not even, when you actually get the fruit of the spirit, you're going to be like, oh, snap. I was thinking about, now I can't go to the club or the strip club. Or you're going to realize that thing was not as great as you thought. You're going to find some peace and joy and love that is way better. Now you're going to go in good spaces where you're going to have just as much fun. And you're going to be able to dance and rejoice and do the cha-cha slide and dance and do all types of things and enjoy your life and have wine there and there. But you're not going to leave. You're going to live. I would say, what is it going? You're going to have wine. Jesus turned water to wine as his first miracle. And he had wine with his disciples. But he said, don't get pissy drunk. That's what he said. Some people said, man, I could never drink now that I'm. That's not what God said. The word says don't be overly righteous. Have a glass of wine, but don't, you don't have to get yourself drunk to sleep anymore. Now you can go out, have a nice glass of wine, have a good time with people you love, and not people trying to get something from you, give you nothing, hungry ghosts, but now you're around the Holy Ghost. Now, I guess I really want you to hear what I'm saying. What we are grieving is not as beautiful as we think it is. Like the street life that we think that once we go away from the street life, we're not going to find excitement. I'm telling you, you're going to find some excitement in God, because you're going to get some stones thrown at you. That's some excitement right there. You're going to be traveling the world and doing things and making and doing miracles that you didn't even know you could do. You're going to find some greatness in that. You're going to do such amazing things on the earth. You're going to create such businesses and companies, and you're going to have land. You're going to be so blessed. Abraham was blessed. You're going to be ruler over nations. Sometimes you might have to go into war in the name of Jesus. It all happened in the Bible. Don't ignore it. Don't think that Christ's life ain't exciting. It is exciting, but you might not even like that excitement. But you got to be willing to do whatever it takes for the glory of glory God. Yesterday I was like, yo, I feel such peace and ease. I was like, God, I know a challenge about to come. I was like, God, just fortify me, make me strong to handle the next challenge, because I know on the other side is a greater version of myself. I'm able to serve you more, do your work more. My message is going to be able to reach more people. It's going to be able to touch more hearts, more souls. It's going to get more people closer to the kingdom. It's going to add so much value to their lives. And that's all I want to do. It's really what I want to do. That's all my heart's desires, is to help people discover that God is in you and do what it is that you want. And I don't need to worry about anything else. Everything else will be taken care of. I will make millions of dollars in my lifetime. My name will be all over places. I will write many books. I will have multiple land. I will live in abundance. Why? Because my goal in life is to be a blessing, because God is a blessing in me, and He's blessed me with all of these gifts. I'm not going to hide them. I'm about to use all of them. I'm going to be like Miles Monroe. I'm about to die empty. I'm about to die empty because I'm going to live full. Die empty, live full. Give it all you got. And ask God to open you up so you can give it all you got. Give it all you got. Listen, give it all. I'm giving it all I got. I'm giving it all I got. I'm giving it all I got. True prayer builds intimacy with God, honors His true nature, respects His integrity, believes His word, trusts His love, affirms His purpose and will, and appropriates His promises. Praying without understanding, applying the truths of principles of prayer is ineffective. Prayer is meant to be answered, or God will not ask us to pray. Jesus didn't pray without expecting it to be heard. Pray not in doubt. Do not doubt that God will bless you. Speak it as if it were, for it already is. I just told you. I just spoke of land. I just spoke of $1 million. I just spoke of millions of dollars. I just spoke of multiple books. I just spoke of speaking all around the world. I just spoke of impacting millions of lives. I just spoke of all of these great things. Speak as if it were. Pray as if you already had it, and be the type of person that has it. Why? Because your gift is not based on what you got for your gift. Your gift is not valuable because you got a gift back. It is better to give than to receive. Your duty is to be open yourself up to give, and then you will automatically get all that gifts back. God already gave you a major gift. Stop asking Him for more gifts. Use the one He gave you, and then you're going to get all the gifts you want. I hope you heard what I just said. You asking God to bless you with some gifts, and He's like, how about the gift I gave you? Back in the day, a gift was a measure of gold. You know, it was literally like having a lot of money. A gift was equated to gold. And the story of the master that gave the three servants was just an example of how the kingdom of God is like. He said the kingdom of God is like a master who was going on a trip and gave his servants multiple gifts. He gave one three, he gave one two, and he gave one. The one who had one said, Master, I know you're a hard servant, so I went and I buried the gift so that when you come back, I can make sure I have the gift to give it back. Right? He said, oh, you wicked. You so wicked. You so selfish. Somebody today said it was selfish for me to say that I'm going to focus on what God put me here to do and do it and not worry about the troubles of this world. this is that. Well, that's selfish because people out here dying. You should be worried about them people. No, I'm worried about, I'm focused, not worried about speaking life into people because I'm using my gift because I am not wicked. I am righteous. Let me say that. Even though part of me says, well, you're not, there's a part of me in my back, you're not that righteous. I know that. But I'm going to say it as if it were, I am righteous. I am righteous. I am righteous. In the name of Jesus, I'm righteous. Right? I'm going to claim it boldly. Right? Though I sin, I'm righteous. I am righteous. Right? I don't need to be doing wicked things like hiding my gifts away. That's wicked. That's selfish. That's not the way of a progressive person. That's wicked. Now, the person who had two went out and multiplied it, gave four. The person who had three multiplied it, had six. And he gave them what? The person who had one. And he said, those who have more will be given, and those who don't have and don't use what you have, it will be taken away from you. You're wondering why your gift of singing is thoroughly go away, your gift of painting is leaving you? It's because you're just not using it, and you're not using it for the glory of the Lord. Now, you're wondering, why is Ed so gifted? I had a gift, and I used it. And now I'm getting way more gifts. He just keeps giving me gifts after gifts after gifts. Why? Because I used the two, and I turned it to four. He gave me another one. He gave me, now I got five. So now I have so many different ways of blessing people. I don't just give you motivation. I'm going to give you the word. I'm going to show you how to meditate. I'm going to show you how to fast. Right? That's multiple gifts in one. I even can train you how to lose weight. I could show you how to create videos and market your business. I could show you all of these things. Why? Because I used the gift that God gave me, and he started multiplying it into, and now I'm just like, whoa. So now what I do is I'm like, man, God, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you now. So I can't wait till people ask me, right? Because people don't really ask you about what you already have right now till you have the physical manifestation of it. Let me tell you something. So many people are passing me up and you up right now because you're not a millionaire yet, or you don't have this fancy house, or you're not on like all these big networks, and you're not like global. You don't have 100,000 followers. They're passing you up. They're just like, oh. They said, the word says, the prophet is not something in his own hometown, respecting his hometown. My friends and family and whatever, all the people I grew up in high school, they don't never hit me up for nothing. People all around other states who don't really knew the Ed before, who recognizes the Ed now, are like, oh, hey, I want to learn from you. I want to see what you got going on. Let's tap into that. People don't really ask you how you did it till they saw the physical manifestation, the materials of your of the foundation that God has set. So I can't wait till they ask me how you did it. I'm gonna say, I didn't do nothing, God did it. That's what people ask me, well, how did you do it? God did it. I'm like, oh, how did you do it? Oh, but go to God. I'm gonna show you how I got closer to God and how I overcame the stuff in me that was blocking me from God. I'm going to help you get closer to the kingdom. And when you get closer to the kingdom, you get everything. I just can't wait till that moment where people start asking me all the time. So I can be like, yo, go to God. So right now, you could actually listen to my word before I have all that great stuff, which don't mean nothing because I have the best stuff right now. I got the wealth. Somebody comment in chat, I am wealthy. I'm so wealthy right now. I'm like, I am so blessed. I am so abundant. I am so blessed. I have everything I need. That's why I'm going to get everything else. I want you to hear. I have everything else. I have everything I need. So everything else is going to come to me so effortlessly. Because listen, I got everything I need. I don't live in lack. I live in abundance because my spirit is abundance and my spirit is filled. So I don't need to ask God for things. I need to ask him for more of this spirit. I'm like, God, give me more. Let your spirit dwell within me. Please allow me not to get in my way. Oh, better yet, please allow me not to get in your way of doing what you're trying to do. God, don't try. Please don't let me get in the way of what you're doing. God don't try to do nothing. He either does it or he don't do it. The only person who's trying is you. You keep trying. God, like, I'm not a trying God. I'm a doing God. I'm a faithful God. I do. I am, not just a doing God. He's an am God. Listen, if you really think you with God, you got to start saying, I am. That's why I say, I am righteous. I am wealthy. I am blessed. Because Jesus said, I am that I am. That's what he said. He said, I just am that I am. He didn't have to say nothing else. So I need you to start speaking as if it were, I am. Somebody comment, I am. I just want to see that I am. I am. I am. You know, once you start speaking that into your life, guess what happens? You no longer worry about what other people say you are. You don't worry about what other people has to say about you because you know who you are. When you know who you are, you ain't worried about what people got to say. You focus on what the promises that God told you. Because all the things he told you in the dark, he's going to bring it to light. Man, it's a word. Let's pray together. We're going to read from this book. Heavenly Father, you have said, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. On the basis of this promise, we call on you and ask you to show us great and unsearchable truths about prayer that you have set forth in your word. Forgive us for leaning on our own understanding when it comes to prayer. Heal us from the spiritual and emotional effects that unanswered prayer have worked in us. Give us open minds and hearts to hear your word and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us your promises and truth. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our wisdom and our strength. Amen. Go pray. I hope you didn't hear this whole podcast and not pray after this. Go pray. Go pray. Go pray. Go read that book on prayer. Invest in yourself. You go to Starbucks 3 times, you probably spend the amount of books. You probably go to Starbucks twice and spend the amount of money you're going to spend on that book. The Power and Purpose of Prayer by Dr. Miles Monroe. Go read it. Seek first understanding and wisdom, and everything else would just sprout from that. You see, Solomon was one of the wealthiest men who have ever lived. He only asked God for 2 things, wisdom and understanding. Go ahead and pray. Go seek God. Go praise God. There's so much stuff to praise God for. I can't pray long. Man, just start praising God. Yesterday, I prayed for the entire tribe by name. I was like, I'm praying for everybody that come across me now. So now when you get in proximity to me, you're about to get some proximity blessing. Because I'm going to be praying for you, baby. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be going to God on your behalf. Right? That's love. That's love right there. When somebody says, I'm praying for you, but they ain't really pray for you, right? That's called a lie. That's a lie. Well, guess what? I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for everybody watching right now, even though I don't know everybody by name, but those who are in the tribe, of course, I know you by name. I'm going to pray for you. Okay? So that's my word of the day. And allow me to let you know how to subscribe and tap into this podcast. Yes, this is a live video. Yes, this is on TikTok. Yes, this is on Facebook. Yes, this is on YouTube. Yes, this is on Instagram. But this is actually you tapping in to the recorded version of what's going to go on Ed Talks Daily. I have over 400 episodes fueled by the Spirit. I be amazed by every word in those podcasts because I don't be doing it alone. If you want to listen to it, go to edtalksdaily.com and subscribe to the podcast. You can also text edtalks to my number, 561-510-9605. And now you'll be getting proximity. You'll be adding to my text messaging tribe. You'll get some powerful text messages. And at the same time, you'll be able to tap in. So once again, go to edtalksdaily.com. That's the word edtalksdaily.com. Subscribe to the podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible. And those of you who are actually not watching, but you're listening, go ahead and leave a review, right? Leave a review for the podcast. Do y'all believe that this should reach more people? If you're listening and you're like, man, this word needs to go out, help me bring it out, right? God is doing his part, but do your part by just subscribing, by leaving a review, right? edtalksdaily.com/reviews. A lot of people thank me, but they can't thank me in the review. Hey, come on now. Take a little time and just write whatever you was going to text me in the review. It just takes a fraction of your time. Leave a review for the podcast. The algorithms are not going to spread it to more people. So actually, you're actually being a blessing because somebody needs to hear this word. somebody needs to hear this word. All right, I appreciate everybody for tapping in. And I want to remind you this, that you have the unlimited power within you. Shout out to Sexy Slim. I see you, Sexy Slim. Sexy little Slim. That's you. That's you ringing up my phone. You ringing up my phone right now, Sexy little Slim. I need to know your actual name so I can call you by your name. All right? But remember, you have the unlimited power in you to achieve all that God has called you to do. But first, you have to believe it in order to achieve it. And until that happens, the world forever miss all your talents, all your gifts, and all the great things that you have to offer. So remember, 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 let your light shine. Don't hide it. Don't dim it. Peace. Like this video, leave a comment. It's gonna help spread it to more people. Like the video, leave a comment. Thank you. Stay blessed.